Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Good morning, everyone. It is Charlie, and today Dixie is not here, but I brought in a very special guest. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, you guys. I am Alexa Davis. This is my first time with a podcast. I am Charlie and Dixie's assistant, also known as Charlie D'Amelio's photographer. Newly appointed position. As you can see, her feed has been popping lately.
Yeah, my mom told me my Instagram was getting a little boring. She was like, the last six times you posted look exactly the same, because I had asked her, I was like, do you like my Instagram pictures? She was like, yeah. And then I was like, tell me the truth.
Fake.
So we revamped it.
Yeah, I definitely am here for whatever she needs, you know, walking out of the house, just quick little snap.
On our way here, we get it.
It's just very natural.
Yeah.
And you guys have been loving it. So, yeah. Bryant, we're glad. I'm coming for your throne. Yeah. Watch out. This is a threat. And she invited me on the podcast today. Usually I'm watching from afar, not that far, right outside like the studio. And I watch her and Dixie.
10 feet away.
And I, you know, I'm sometimes the middleman. I get in between them.
And we start arguing.
And they start, you know, bickering. But, you know, now I'm on the mic.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you a few questions.
So nervous.
So you're with me every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You see all sides of me.
All good and bad.
So let's start with the obvious question. Who do you like better, me or Dixie?
I cannot say who I like better.
So you have someone that you like better?
No. Honestly, I love you both equally. Because you're both like my little sisters.
Okay.
But there's some days where I'm like, you my girly today.
Yeah.
And then, for example, like on sets for photo shoots, they're never both in a good mood to take photos on a photo shoot.
Sounds about right.
So one of them's always so happy, great mood. And then, you know, when someone's not in a good mood and then another person that's with you is in a good mood, it just makes it.
Makes you in a worse mood.
Yeah, it just makes it even worse. So it's always kind of like that on set. But then towards the end, we always come together.
Yeah.
It always.
One big happy.
Yeah, like we sit down and then we like gossip and then it's like, oh my God, we're having so much fun. Then it's you guys, I love you both at the same time.
Yeah.
So every single night I go to bed loving you both the same amount.
But throughout the day, it's like,
Yeah, it's like who's giving me the most attention? Who's answering my texts the most? That's
a
big one.
So it's usually not me.
You actually have been very good answering my texts,
you know,
recently. And my FaceTimes, you like always answer.
I know.
We had a long time where it was like.
Well, that was also, I just like my parents would even be like, hey, can you answer your phone?
I'm not offended.
I'm doing better.
A lot of people, like when you first meet people too, they're like, does she answer you? Like, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, don't be offended. Like. She just doesn't answer people. It's normal.
It's not even like let's see how many unread texts I have right now.
It's not
357, and I swear I read them last week.
It's not even that you click on them. Like I feel like you're doing something and you see them and then you forget about them.
And I have my red receipts on too.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like
But
I'm also in a lot of like Alexa and my family, like that type of group chat, but then also my family, then content groups and like
there's so many group
things
chats.
And friend groups and I'm just like
and LinkedIn
there's a bunch
and,
of them.
Yeah, our whole team, we have like separate group
and, like,
chats.
Postmates, your Postmate is writing. Like, not a big deal.
So many Postmates texting you and you obviously read those.
Yeah.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Next thing that I want to talk to you about is, what do you think the weirdest thing that I do is?
I just think it's so funny, like, how obsessed you are with, like, collecting little kid things. Mm-hmm. But this is a current phase you're having right
now.
But
I also, so we did it with Legos.
Okay, yeah,
like
you had the Lego phase.
Thing.
Yeah.
And then slime.
Right.
And
oh
then
my God, so true. I didn't even think about this.
Squishmallows.
Yeah, she had a really big Lego phase where she would get Legos in the mail all the time.
Yeah.
And then did you even finish any of them?
I finished a few of them. The other thing that I like to do is I like to finish like the first two or three parts and then get interrupted and forget about it.
Yeah, and then she'd leave them around.
And then we moved, so a lot of them got misplaced.
And then I bought her Lego holders mm-hmm. to store stuff that she then stored
her slime
in. Yes.
Yeah.
So that became a phase, and now she's on to, I feel like the mini brands was like a big phase that, were you into mini brands when it was really popular
no.
first? Yeah, so you're a little behind the trends. So she has a bunch of mini brands.
But that's what I do, I feel
yeah.
like. I'm always just a wee bit behind the trends.
You're a beat behind.
A few beats behind.
Mm-hmm. And then now the ponies.
Unicorns.
Oh my God, I always call them ponies.
They're unicorns.
Unicorns that are also
so cute.
The brand of mini, they're the mini brand
yeah.
right? Whatever
that I don't know
brand
what brand
is.
That is, but they come in like the little surprise packs.
Yeah, she likes the surprises. And then the Squishmallows.
I like to be wowed.
The Squishmallows, which you got a lot of
yeah.
backlash for.
My
but she genuinely loves them.
Yeah.
She's not doing it.
Like, I don't know what I would gain out of spending my money
yeah.
to buy them for like some validation yeah. of people online. Like, I'm buying them for myself.
She literally gets excited about like the name. She'll be like, this is Maui.
Maui and
Kent
are my two favorites, but I put a wig on Kent. So now it's Kent Bieber.
Yes. We love Kent Bieber.
Yeah. And then Maui's a little pineapple. Kent
yeah.
is a chameleon.
She has some that she hasn't even opened that she's just waiting. Until she...
Well...
There's no room in your room to
yeah,
have any more. We had to put them in the garage because they're just like...
I know.
Not enough room for them.
Well, I also need to like purge my room again.
Yeah,
it's
we're going to
have... Last time I purged my room...
24 bags.
Of clothes that I gave away.
She donated them though.
Yeah, because I just like...
People send stuff,
and then I either get duplicates, or it's the wrong size, or it doesn't fit, or I've worn it like 30 times, or I've had it in my closet for months, and I haven't worn it, so it's like, I'm not going to use these clothes.
Yeah, they're all in good condition.
They're all in really good condition.
So
it's like,
many clothes.
I'm not going to wear them.
And it's not even that she like could keep that, like, there was genuinely just
I had no room.
And it's crazy, like.
And it honestly feels so much better to, like, give away your mm-hmm. clothes than, like, do
and
anything
And you
else.
Wear the same, like, you have your favorite
I don't
stuff.
Know what you're talking
you,
about.
You, I'm pretty sure, wore that last week to the podcast. But it's cute.
Okay.
And? But, yeah, she gave
but
away
I also,
tons of bags.
I find one thing I like. Like, I wore my shoes till they had, like, holes all over them. Like,
yeah, that's
I
good.
There's like rips in my shirts.
You do wear a lot of shoes. I'll give you that too.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say your shoes are just rotting away.
Oh no, not at all. I mean, there's some that are they've been through it. These have even.
Yeah, but shoes are feel like are different because you can just like one day you're like, I'm gonna wear these shoes that I haven't worn in so long.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely need to purge the closet. That mm-hmm. I'm a little nervous for.
The other reason I had so much was because we were in the middle of moving, so instead of like having a place where people send me stuff and it lives in this box until I go through it. I was just taking everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did not need everything. And my closet was not big enough. Luckily,
yeah,
when we
the
moved,
old house was, it was, we had to like, we would fold clothes and put them on like the side of her like TV because there was genuinely no room in the closet.
So bad.
That was so, oh my God. That was really stressful. And I feel like you function better when your, like, space is clean.
Yeah.
Or organized,
at least.
At least.
Space.
Yeah. You had no space. That was crazy.
That was bad.
That was a bad time.
And then I took over Dixie's closet, and I filled up.
That didn't even like help.
And still,
it was just like
needed more room.
That was so stressful. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But now we're chilling, kind of, until her room fills up with some more squishmallows.
It's okay. It happens.
What can you do?
What is it like working with me? You can be honest.
It's very good.
Really?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Here we go.
It took a long time for you to warm up, you know, because you're shy.
Yeah.
Charlie's super shy.
I feel like no one expects that.
Yeah. She literally, like, you see her and she's like, hi. And, like, it took a long time, I feel like. Well, it was, like, fast. Like, we were, like, you were, like, why don't you, you all were, like, why don't you just come to LA? And, like, I wasn't really even working directly for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, okay. Like, why not? Like, we had one time where I was helping you pack to move. And I was, like, sitting on your bed and we were, like, chilling.
We should tell that story.
Yeah.
Where was my family?
In New York, maybe? I don't know. They weren't home.
They were in New York. I was going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
So my mom knows I don't wake up to alarms ever. Like, end of story.
And this
is
before,
don't.
Yeah, this is before I was her assistant. Like,
we
I wasn't working
knew
for
each
them.
Other.
Yeah. I was working for their manager. So, like, I would text them every once in a while, but, like, didn't really know each other.
Yeah. So I obviously was not answering any texts because obviously I was still sleeping because obviously I did not wake up to my alarm because since when do I do that?
This is also like a 10 a.m. alarm. It wasn't like 6 in the morning.
Rude.
Just letting everyone
rude.
Know the backstory to that. Anywho.
Rude. I'm not a morning person.
She's not.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
So Alexa comes in.
So Heidi was texting me like, yeah, can you just make sure like maybe she has like a bagel and her coffee or whatever. Like, and if she doesn't answer by a certain time, like I would like call her and like I don't know, like maybe go
call
over
her.
And this is when we all lived in Connecticut and I was like, okay. So then I get her Dunkin', whatever, and then I'm like, oh, this is so weird, she hasn't answered me. Like, okay, I'm gonna go to like over to the house. She's supposed to be leaving in like 10 minutes or something. So then I go in, I like open the door, I'm like, hello. The dogs are like barking. I'm like, I didn't even know which one your room was. I don't even know if I've been there before. I was like, I'm just going to guess her room, I guess. So I go upstairs and I'm like looking around. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll just like open the door. Like, this is weird. We don't even really know each other. And I open the door, pitch black. She's under the covers, dead asleep. And I'm like, Charlie. And she like wakes up and she's like, what? And I'm like, your flight's in like an hour, like you need to leave. And you were like, oh my God, like what? Like you were so confused.
I
had no idea what's happening.
When I don't prepare for things and I hate being late, I was freaking out because one,
you also weren't packed, I don't think.
I wasn't packed.
Yeah.
Two, I was late. Three, I'm a mess and now I can't get ready and I'm gonna like
yeah. But
and it was like my whole world was falling apart.
Yeah, but I did have a bagel and coffee for her there. And then she left and you made it, didn't you?
Barely.
Barely made it, but that was the start of, wow, maybe we should work together. Maybe
that
she can get her up. Maybe we should hire her.
And now,
no, just kidding. It was
every
like
single morning
after.
I get my knock on my door from Alexa.
Get up.
Are you awake? We're going to be late again.
We're going to be late. Actually, no, Charlie, we aren't that late.
It's
usually
only like in the mornings when I have a early
oh,
call
your
time.
Photo shoot. Yeah, that's hard.
Like, I don't know why that's so much more difficult because I don't even have to be ready.
Well, because you don't love photo shoots. You're just like, ugh.
That's a wee bit like, of a drag. I'm doing better, though.
Yeah, you have been.
Before, I used to like just have a complete like breakdown.
It was all in your head. That
it was all
thing.
In my head. Because it was like,
that's what happens.
Every picture is horrible. I hate this. I hate it. I also, I didn't have like a good hair and makeup person that knew me.
Yeah, we
like,
found
now,
our people.
Now we have Kelsey and Laura who they're like, we'll switch it up every once in a while. But like they know my base. Mm-hmm. They know what I like. They know my shades.
Your SOS kit.
My
shout
SOS
Kelsey.
Kit. Kelsey, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Also just the vibe. I know.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, wait, I want to ask you questions.
Feel free.
When was the moment that you were like, okay, I actually think I, like, can work with her? Because you're so shy. Like, you were like, oh, I actually, like, shy. In the car when you picked me up yesterday, precisely. Yeah. Like, because you're shy and you're like.
I feel like it was, the whole vibe changed when we moved a little bit.
Yeah.
It was just, like, more normal. I was on a more normal schedule.
You have your own room, like, away, even though I come down and I'm like, Charlie.
Yeah, but that's, like, it's not as weird as, like, every time I would go into the kitchen, I would have, like, 30 work things that I had to do. Because the second I walked downstairs.
You'd be like, hi, let's do this.
Yeah. I was like, ugh.
That's
and
true.
I feel like you would always be the person that was asking me.
Oh, yeah. I also had, like, 8 jobs.
Yeah, so I was severely mad at you.
That's
24/7.
True. Yeah.
Because the only thing that you used to do would be like, hey, we have to film. We have to film this. And I was like, no.
You were like, get away from me.
And I had to do it anyways.
That's so true.
Now it's just like.
Yeah. I'm here to help.
Yeah. You're like, oh, you need to film this?
No, you don't.
Like, we can we can do this however your heart would desire.
Don't tell your mom. Your mom. Yeah. Heidi thinks I'm an enabler. And I enable bad, not decisions. I would never obviously like tell her to do anything bad, but like say Kaylee can't. Oh my God, we should get Kaylee on the podcast.
Oh my goodness.
That'd be so funny. Kaylee's social media manager on the team.
She's
we love
a
her.
Queen.
But we're all so close. So like Kaylee would be like, Char, we got to like film something for like a brand or something. And like me and Charlie would be in the room and be like, Charlie. No, you don't.
No, it's okay.
Like, you're fine.
We don't have to.
I'll be like, she doesn't feel well, Kaylee. Like, really? You're going to make her do this? And then Kaylee would be like, she has to do it, Alexa. Like, it's not, like, she can't not do it. And then, like, Heidi will be like, Alexa, you can't enable her. Because, like, me and Charlie will just, like, feed off of each other and be like.
It's bad.
You know,
Kaylee would
it.
Also agree.
Yeah.
But.
Kaylee would also say that I am an enabler. And
but
also.
But then Kaylee and you and I could do the same thing to, like, Tommy.
Yeah, we'll
so
be
what's
like,
the difference?
Tommy, she doesn't need to do this. It's like we all mess around with each other. And then like your mom was telling Allison that something that you were going to do like as a surprise or something. And I was like, oh, like I know what she's doing already. And she was like, oh, like I didn't want you to know because I thought you were going to like tell Charlie like because you're an enabler. And I was like, no, you know what I did do though? I told her I knew what she was doing, but I wasn't going to tell her. And she was like, that's epitome of an enabler. I just rubbed it in your face that I knew what was happening, but I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I'm not like some of the other members in my family who,
Ooh.
If they know that there's a secret, they have to be told what that secret is.
So what was that Instagram yesterday?
Oh,
can't say, sorry,
dot, dot, dot,
you wish.
Soon. Dot, dot, dot.
Enabler.
Alexa was there. She knows.
Mm-hmm. I know
dot,
what it
dot,
is.
Dot, dot, dot. You don't know what it is.
You wish you did.
Dot, dot, dot. Just wait a few more days.
You'll know soon.
It's pretty swag if you ask me. If it wasn't swag, I wouldn't be a part of it.
What about your earrings?
My earrings?
Yeah, you should talk about your earrings. Your new. Why does it? Why do they say was?
Oh, that's embarrassing for me. So, basically, mm-hmm. I was like, I want my earrings to spell out swag because that would be pretty swag of me, correct?
Yeah, that's also her new word. Anyways.
So ordered the SWA in hoops and ordered the G as a stud.
Oh, you ordered the G as a stud?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was the problem.
But it was an accident. I meant to do it as a hoop. So when it came in, it looked like swa and then just a random G. Did not fit.
Swa.
So.
We were like, we can make a couple words out of it, though.
So we did was.
Was. You do saw.
Saw.
Ouse. She's going to switch it up on you guys. You're not going to know what she's going to, you know.
You never know what to expect from me.
Maybe she'll walk into Bubba with the ouse.
Ouse.
Maybe just the S-A. Maybe just the W-A.
Maybe the G on the other side.
And you're like, who's the G for? You'll never know. Maybe W on one side, G on the other. Whose initials are those? I'm trying to think of someone.
Me too.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Okay, so I tweeted a question asking if anyone had any questions for Miss Alexa Davis. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, this one's a good one that I feel like we can both weigh in on. When am I getting my driver's license?
Oh, touchy subject, all right? Who asked that?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, it's a little touchy subject.
Jennifer, why would you bring that up?
She's going to cry in the studio.
So I'm scared of driving, severely scared of driving.
Took why? Because
three
you...
lessons, and I never made it out of the like little residential area with the stop sign on every corner.
But
so
at least you took the lesson. Some people, I feel like
legally, I'm able to go up for my driver's lesson for my license test, April 14th, and I'm nowhere near ready. So,
yeah, she did do three lessons a couple months back. It's been a little bit. She's taken a hiatus.
Yeah, 3 2-hour lessons. And yeah. I have not her stepped first, foot in a driver's seat since.
Her first lesson.
I cried.
I sent her off like a little kid of mine.
He was so
like,
mean.
Char. Me and Christian were.
Oh my
me
goodness.
Christian, the guy picked her up in like the car and.
They were taking pictures of
we
me.
Were like taking because Mark and Heidi weren't home. They were like, I think they were moving out of your house in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And. We were like, I feel like this is we're parents right now, like sending her off to freaking driving school.
And now Christian has a child.
And now Christian has a real child. Charlie is still kind of like my child.
Yeah.
She's going to get her license though one day.
Sure.
You will.
Was it hard to adjust to a new lifestyle in LA?
No, because I feel like we're not, it's like COVID time right now, so it's not like we're going out and doing all the stuff that we would be doing, right? Like,
yeah.
Do you agree? Like, I feel like it's not
as swag as usual.
Yeah. Slash, I have a bunch of my friends from home here and from the college that I went to here, so it's like I'm not around new people that are like LA and like, mm-hmm. Oh my god, fake people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like it's different for you though because you are friends with more people that are from here.
Yeah.
But it's like the same.
Speaking of college, Booz asked, did she go to college? If so, what did she major in?
Yes, I went to Syracuse University in upstate New York, and I majored in communication and rhetorical studies with a minor of public communications.
And another major of Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah, I also majored in Charlie D'Amelio.
Oh, this is a question for me. Consti asked, does your nose job hurt a lot? No, it actually didn't hurt at all. And I would recommend going to Raj because he's a king. And if you want one, do whatever your heart desires. Because right now, my side profile looking very nice.
I haven't even asked you. Like, do you have any nose problems anymore?
No, I can breathe very well.
Yeah, you had some issues for a while.
I had a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Let's answer one more question. Ia asked, what do you do in your free time?
I don't have any free time. I'm kidding. I'm honestly very lucky because, like, the weekends, like, you guys are just chilly. You guys would just rather be in bed all day.
Mm-hmm.
So nice. So mm-hmm. would I. In my free time, I feel like I hang out with my boyfriend, my friends. I mean, we can't really do much. I like to go out to dinner.
I feel like, honestly, though, sometimes, like, you stay... like later than usual at my house.
Yeah,
and
I just,
we just
hang
like
out.
Chit chat.
Yeah. I honestly like it's so weird because like on the weekends I'm like I don't do it. It's weird not being at the house. Like it's genuinely weird. And then I come back on Monday and I'm like feels like I haven't been here in so long. But it's been like 2 days.
2 days.
Because like work isn't like my life, but it's like it's so fun that it like feels like what I do for like fun.
And that's all. A mic drop for this episode.
Come mic back drop.
Next week. Anything fun coming out? Dixie's working on some music. Avani's got a book coming out. Maddie's a queen as per usual. My mom is really cool. My dad's super awesome.
They have a podcast.
It's Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios. It'll be out the 23rd of February, so make sure you guys go check that out. Oh, stream Eulogy of You and Me by Lil Huddy.
Lil H Dog.
Mr. Cole.
Tonight, stream it. Because it'll be released at 9 p.m.
It's pretty swag. I've heard it. Killing the game. So proud.
Kills it.
Noah Beck. Noah Tries Things. Make sure you go watch all of that.
His YouTube channel. He posts every Thursday and Sunday. Just posted that today on Instagram, I saw.
Yeah. Everyone's killing it. So proud of all my friends. Keep doing what you're doing. Woo-woo. You guys are awesome. Love you from the bottom of my heart.
Woo.
Stay sassy, I guess. Bye, shotties.